fear of failure is often a major obstacle in the lives of many. How can we overcome this thought?
Join us this morning on Wake Up with Hope as Dee Casper talks us through this.
And we have much more in store, so be sure to join us. Good morning, friends, and thank you for waking up with hope. We're excited to be waking up with you.
We sure are, and on this bright fall morning, we want to bless you today through our program. We will have the Good Food Kitchen joining us this morning to share a delicious spring greens recipe that is sure to pair well with a multitude of fall-themed dishes.
That's right. You know, and Jesus 101 will join us to share a devotional. And of course, we're going to have a special prayer session lined up with the Let's Pray team. But first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On September 26, 1928, work began at Chicago's new Galvin Manufacturing Corporation. The company had officially incorporated the day before. In 1930, Galvin would introduce the Motorola radio, the first mass-produced commercial car radio. The name had two parts. Motor evoked cars, and motion, while Ola, derived from Victrola, was supposed to make people think of music. This was a significant step in the history of communication technology. We can all agree that communication technology has come a very long way since 1928. Advancements in communication technology reflect humanity's desire to connect, communicate, and share information, a reflection of the relational nature with which God created us.
And more than communicating with one another, our hearts and minds need to communicate with our Creator. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 encourages us not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, this verse emphasizes the importance of communication with God through prayer, highlighting the comfort and peace that comes from opening our hearts to Him. So friends, spend time in prayer. Open your heart to God. Talk to Him as if you were talking to a friend, pointing out all your desires, your needs, your hopes, and dreams. And stop to listen for His still small voice speaking to your heart. You know, as you talk to your Creator, you know, the one who loves you more than anyone else ever could, you will find true peace, the true peace that He longs to fill you with.
Amen. Well, right now, renowned plant-based chef Jeremy Dixon from the Good Food Kitchen is here to share a delightful and refreshing spring greens recipe.
Here is a lovely, fresh spring green salad that you can make at home. Very, very easy. So we're going to start with some seasoned leaves that you can get from the supermarket. We're also going to add some watercress. There we go. Look at that. That's just got a lovely peppery taste. Going to add some rocket. And there you go. You can just see those flavors. Sometimes they're a little bit dry. So you just give it a bit of a spray with a water bottle. And that just kind of brings that lettuce to life. Can't you just see it just come alive with a little bit of water? So on top, we want to add some extra colors. Got these lovely sweet peppers. Get some different colors. You can get yellow ones as well. Some purple cabbage. So just finely slice that. And some radishes. These just give amazing texture. And then to finish, we're going to add an avocado on top as well. Some wonderful different colored tomatoes. And there you have it, a beautiful fresh salad ready for the table.
Have you ever asked yourself, what if I fail? Has the fear of failure crippled you from embarking on something new? Dee Casper from Unseen Media joins us this morning to dive into this important question.
Do you feel like a failure? Do you wonder if God will even take you back because you failed? I want to share something with you. It's been a great blessing to me in my greatest moments of discouragement. In the Old Testament, there's a prophet named Elijah, whom God uses in amazing ways and with great power. Probably the greatest way is when he literally calls down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel to prove that God alone is worthy of allegiance and worship. It rocks the nation, and even Ahab, the pagan king of Israel, is convicted and realizes that he's in the wrong. And it's at this moment, when Elijah seems to have the greatest potential in ministry, that he enters the darkest experience of his life. Word gets to Jezebel, Ahab's wife, and she issues a death decree for Elijah. Elijah hears of it and he runs for his life. He's seized with depression, he forgets God, he loses his hold on God, and he literally wants to die. And at this stage, you would assume that God is going to wipe his hands of this guy and move on to someone else, but he doesn't. He literally sends an angel from heaven to minister to Elijah's needs to keep running from himself. And then when Elijah gets to Mount Horeb, God doesn't greet him with words of condemnation and shame. He asks him a simple, probing question. What are you doing here? I still need you. Go back. And Elijah does go back. And he ends up raising up Jehu and Elisha, who bring reform to the nation. And then his story ends in a way that none of us would expect. God literally sends a fiery chariot from heaven to take this guy home without ever tasting death. I don't know where you find yourself today, but here's what I do know. There's a God in heaven who knows no failure and who loves people who are filled with failure. And that even when we do fail and mess up, he loves us enough to chase us down and to ask us that question, what are you doing here? I haven't called you here, and I'm not giving up on you because you are here. I believe in you and I need you. And I'm asking you to go back and trust that my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more exciting content. And subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with us there.
Right after this short break, we're going to have a special video on recreation. Then we will be welcoming the Let's Pray team. Stay with us.
Welcome to a world of creators. Make your own story. Invent yourself. This is what they say. But what are we really creating? Isn't the so-called new more of the same? Aren't we perhaps just reproducing, repeating, and imitating? It takes more than just a crave to create. To make an idea come alive is to give it some of your own life. Creation is a process that takes time, energy, passion, planning. It's art and effort, and ultimately a way of existing beyond self. And that's where copying becomes convenient, and control demands the coercion of creativity. But we have been invited not only to observe, but to collaborate and co-create with the One who is infinite in ideas, power, and resources. We were granted the honor to join hands with the Maker of all things. He entrusted His creation to our care. He expects us to do it. To believe the new creation will bring the annihilation of what was first created is to reject God's work as something good. More than a name or a signature, creations and creatures carry the existence of their creators. And that is precisely what makes them unique, exquisite, precious. So when the essence of the Creator remains unchanged, so will be the nature of His work. God is love, and His creation is an outpouring of this love. Welcome to the world of the Creator. He knows your story from beginning to end. He made you in His own image and invites you to be His partner in the everlasting work of creation.
To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Those are the words of Protestant reformer Martin Luther. And we think he was onto something, really. That's why the Let's Pray team is with us today to lead us in a special prayer session.
Well, hey, good morning to each and every one of you. And I'm certainly praying that you are waking up with hope, finding hope in God today. Listen, my name is Chris Holland, and I'm one of the co-hosts of Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. I'd encourage you to join us every Monday through Thursday from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, friends, today I want to talk about challenges. You know, I don't know about you, but have you ever gone and looked for advice, sought out advice, sought the counsel of many friends, maybe sought out the counsel of a counselor or maybe a pastor or a teacher? And the advice that they give has just left you a bit empty, a little bit feeling unsatisfactory. You know, the Bible promises us that God actually has something much greater and much more important in store for every one of us. You know, I'm reminded of Deuteronomy chapter 31. And, you know, Deuteronomy chapter 31 is an interesting chapter because it is when Moses hands over the leadership reins to Joshua. And I want you to think about that. You know, Joshua was, at that time, a very young man comparatively to Moses. And he's handed this huge responsibility. I can't even imagine how daunting that was. And then the Bible says this. It's a promise that God gives to Joshua, and it says this in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." And then verse 8 goes on to say this. Listen to these powerful words. "And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." And here's what I'm reminded of, friends. The Bible promises that God's gone in front of you. So whatever problem you're facing today, God knew about it. Whatever difficulties you're facing, God knew about it. By the way, the successes that you are now experiencing, God knew about that as well, and the temptations that come with successes. You see, God goes before each and every one of us, and He guides us. And because He guides us, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be dismayed. Because whatever we're experiencing, whether a high or low, God already knew that that's what was going to happen. And God promises that He will be with us. We don't need to be afraid because He is the one who goes with us. How about that for facing a problem? You're standing in front of a bad habit that you want to overcome. God says, "I'm standing right next to you." God is the all-powerful one. He can help you with that bad habit. God is the all-powerful one. He can help you with the relationship problems that you're facing, the financial issues you might be facing. Whatever it is, God can help you. He will guide you. And so, friends, let's pray for that. And I pray that each and every one of us would embrace the guidance that God offers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray and ask. You know, sometimes, Lord, we face difficulties. We also face successes. And when we face those successes, maybe we get overly arrogant in attributing the success to ourselves. But then when we're facing a difficulty, Lord, we're wondering why you've let this happen to us. But Lord, you've promised. You've gone before us. You know. You know what's happening. You know what's happening. You've been through it. And so, Lord, you promise that you're the one. You're the one who's with us. And so today, Lord, each and every one of us, I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us is able to surrender fully to you, to take your hand, and know that you are walking with us. And because of that, we do not need to be afraid, and we do not need to be dismayed. Lord, help us to walk each step in courage and in faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear friends, I hope that you will have a wonderful day walking with God, fully surrendered to Him, knowing that He's with you. Hey, God bless each and every one of you. Back to you guys in the studio.
Amen. Coming up next, Jesus 101 will be with us to share an inspiring devotional message. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are so happy you're here this morning.
It's now time for a devotional thought. Jesus 101 will be sharing with us this morning.
Hello, everyone. Elizabeth Talbot here from the Jesus 101 Biblical Institute. I want to start by telling you a story of something I did when I was 5 years old. I was in kindergarten, and the teacher gave us a bird that we needed to glue together, put the wings on and stuff. And I took it home, and I wanted to be excellent, so I worked really hard on it. When I came back the next day, the teacher said, "I'm sorry, that bird is glued backwards." I felt so bad, and I didn't know what to do, and something rose up in me. I waited for the break time when everybody left the classroom. We were 41 kids in that kindergarten class. And when it was empty, the whole classroom, I went to the seat next to me, and I took their bird, and I broke it into many pieces, hoping that that would make me feel better, but it didn't. You know, if I wasn't going to have my bird right, nobody was going to have the bird right. And I tried the next seat, and I broke their bird, and then I went to the other one, and will you believe me if I tell you that I broke all 41 birds into pieces that day? When the teacher came back, "What happened here?" she says. And I tried to explain, you know, that I was trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But, you know, at 5 years old, I didn't know that that's insanity. So I had tried so hard to feel better, and I wasn't. She didn't have pity on me. She sent me home to make 41 birds, which I did for 2 whole weeks. But something happened during those 2 weeks. My mother sat next to me all 2 weeks. And it was my first encounter with a love that is greater than my failures. Now I know the verse that says, "Where sin abounded, grace abounded even more." But I didn't then. But my mother's love was greater than my failures. And that's how I learned about God's love. And today I want to talk to you about that, that you are loved no matter how dark your detour has been or how great your sin. Jesus told the story that we're going to talk about today, and he told it to some people that were complaining that he received everybody and that he seemed to love everybody. And Jesus told this story because, in fact, he did love everybody. So come with me to Luke chapter 15. We have 3 stories in that chapter that Jesus told in that at that moment when they were complaining that he loved and received everybody. But I'm going to talk to you about the 3rd one. And it starts with an ungrateful son, chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, Jesus said, "A man had 2 sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided the wealth between them." It's very interesting because you never did ask for your inheritance ahead of time. As a matter of fact, if you did ask for your inheritance, you were actually saying to your father, "I wish you were dead." The father still divided the inheritance. And right after he got the money, we are told on verse 13, "And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey to a distant country." That was his motive. He wanted freedom from his father. He didn't want to have anything to do with him. Well, we are told he wasted his money in all kinds of things. Later on, we are even told that he wasted it in prostitutes. But then he gets hit with two simultaneous disasters. He runs out of money, his inheritance money, and there's a famine in the land. So he starts to be in want, in need. He hires himself out, if you continue the story in Luke 15, he hires himself out to take care of pigs. And then he wishes he could eat what the pigs are eating. And then all of a sudden, there's a pivot in the story. He comes to his senses. Verse 17 starts, Luke 15, verse 17 says, when he came to his senses, that's the pivot. He said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? I'm dying here with hunger. And then he makes a decision. I will go up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. He says, I'm going to ask my dad for a job. All his employees are doing so good. They have food. And here I am starving. And of course, I don't deserve to be his son anymore. I have broken more than 41 birds. And he made a little speech. Okay, please make me your employee. But he didn't understand a father's love or a mother's love. The love of a parent is greater than our failures. And so when he comes back with his little speech ready, he finds that his father has a response that he wasn't expecting. Verse 20, he got up and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. You see, his father had been looking for him every single day since he got lost in that distant country. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion. Look at all the responses of his father. He saw him, felt compassion for him, run to him, embraced him, and kissed him. All these things the father did, saw him and run to him. But that wasn't the only thing. He was feeling compassion. He embraced him. He kissed him. And the Greek word there is like he kissed him a lot. He continuously kissed him like, finally, my son is here. And then he gave him three gifts. The son tried to say, Father, I'm not worthy to be called. Shh. Wait. I have something for you, says the father. And he starts giving orders. Verse 22, the father said to his slaves, quickly, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet. These are symbolic gifts that are very, very important. I have them here. The sandals, you see, were only for the children of the house. The slaves and the employees didn't wear sandals. So the fact that he's getting sandals means you are not going to be a second-class citizen in this family. You are being received as a son. You are my son. The robe usually meant the best robe was the father's robe. It was cover his shame. All that he went through, cover it with a robe. And the third one, the ring. Usually a signet ring. I have a signet ring here. This is a more modern one. This is from Queen Elizabeth. But you would have a signet ring to sign papers for the family. So you would put it in wax, and the drawing or the letter would stay there, and it meant authority to do business. And this son that has taken a detour, broken more than 41 birds, gets the sandals, your son. You are covered. And you get authority to sign for the family. You see, God's love for us is much greater than our failures. He is waiting passionately for you, no matter how dark your detour, how great your sin may have been. Yeah, his love surpasses our failures. As a matter of fact, Jesus at the cross paid for all your mistakes. That's why our logo has a heart with a cross in it. Because his love made him die in your place so that you could live free from shame and guilt. So remember this, God's love is greater than your failure. You are loved. God wants you back. So remember, you are loved in a way that surpasses your failure. So believe it, embrace it, and accept his sacrifice because you are loved.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
And friends, thank you for spending this time with us. And if you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, or even watch some part of today's program again, please visit hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be right here with music, an inspiring message from John Bradshaw, and a delicious recipe from Ready, Set, Cook. Plus, we will have another Masterstroke episode and a short segment on relationships. We really hope you'll join us then. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
That's right. Again, that's hope.study for your free, your very own Bible study guides. And check out the website. We are sure you will be blessed. We have to go for now, but before we do, we want to share with you today's Bible promise, and it's found in Psalm chapter 22, verse 26.
It says, "The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise Him. May your hearts live forever."
Amen. Friends, seek Him. Praise Him. He has promised to satisfy your soul.
Amen.
You know, we've enjoyed our time with you this morning, and we hope that you'll keep the reminders of God's love with you throughout your entire day. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, today, Lord, our cup is full. We are satisfied. We have received the bread of life. We have drank from the water of life. And today, Lord, we begin this day with the assurance that you are in full control of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.